Thank you so much for joining us online today at Christ Covenant Church. We hope you sense God's presence and are encouraged by the message. Now, here's Pastor Ryan Weems.
Well, today, as we've talked about, we start a brand new series of messages called Changing for Good as we kick off the new year, 2020. That still feels a little odd when I say that out loud, but here we are. And if you got a copy of God's Word with you, or maybe you follow along on the YouVersion Bible app, turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, and if you're here in the room, you're like, I don't have a Bible with me, that's okay. There's going to be one on the screen, a giant one behind me. But Colossians chapter 2, we're just going to read a couple of verses together. Really, this is the launch pad message for this January series that I think is really going to help you. Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 6, and today I'm going to read out of the NLT, the New Living Translation. Here's what God's Word says. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue. Somebody say continue. You must continue to follow him. I've told you this many times and I'll say it again. When you surrender your life to Jesus, like for real, you go all in. It is the starting line, not the finish line. Can I get an amen? In God's house. Continue to follow him. Verse 7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him, then your faith will grow strong. Somebody say strong. In the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. If you take notes in God's house, I'm calling this message New Year, New You. New Year, New You. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. And God, I'm just ready. I'm ready for what you're going to do in this service. I'm ready for what you're going to do in the lives represented in this room, the lives watching, listening online. It may even be a different day or a different month than the original preaching of this message. But God, you are not limited to time or space. You have a fresh word for each of us. And I pray, God, that every one of us would bow our knee in our life to you. In fact, I pray, God, as strongly as I know how, if there's anyone underneath the sound of my voice that is far from you, I pray, God, today they would surrender all to you. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the moment to get our life right with you. And I pray for all of us, Lord, that each one of us, Holy Spirit, you would draw us closer to yourself. Because Jesus, we need you. More than anything else, we need you. We love you, we trust you, and we ask you all this, we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. New year, new you. This is a special new year for all of us because it's not just a new year. Have you realized it's a new decade as well? This year, this new decade is pregnant with potential. And with every new year comes new possibilities. I'm sure many of us have made New Year's resolutions. We've added new items to the wish list, or maybe you call it a bucket list. And we know what the big ones are, right? We make these every single year. Like some of us are thinking, you know what? This is going to be my year. I'm going to eat healthy in 2020. And that's a really good New Year's resolution. But how many of y'all know it's hard to eat healthy when there's a Popeyes on every street corner in Houston? Can I get an amen in God's house? Like we had them in Dallas, but not on every street corner. I mean, they're like churches down here, a church and a Popeyes on every street corner. Now, I just got to be honest. I would love to eat healthier this year, and I would love to eat kale if it tasted like fried chicken. That's all I'm saying. Here's another big resolution. Maybe you've made this one like, hey, this is going to be my year. I'm going to work out more this year. Another great resolution. But again, let's be honest. There's some struggles involved in that. First of all, gym memberships are normally pretty expensive. But not just that. Y'all know when you start going to the gym, you can't just show up in jeans. You got to get a new outfit. You got to get new shoes. You got to get new earbuds. I mean, like you don't want to hear anybody else. You want to hear Eye of the Tiger on repeat as you're going on that treadmill. But here's the problem with hey, I'm gonna work out more is a lot of times it kind of like manipulates and hurts another New Year's resolution, and that's to save more. Because I want to work out, but there's a cost there, and I've got to buy this, and I got to do this, and also it's really crowded, and all, I mean, we got all these different things, and it's a pretty challenging one to keep. Now I could go on, and we could share different ones, and we could laugh a little bit, and it's a place of pain that we're laughing from, because we're like, I've already missed it, and I'm on day 5 of the new year. But we can go on about this, sharing different ones and different resolutions. But maybe you're like me today and you've already realized this, and I got a love-hate relationship with resolutions. Like, I'm a goal setter, as many of you know, and I love setting a goal, but even better than that, baby, I love to meet the goal. Like, that gets me pumped up, that gets me excited. But I'm also a realist, as you've come to find out here very quickly. And I know that New Year's resolutions are very difficult to keep. And this is backed up by the numbers, and this is not a good stat, by the way, so get ready for it. But studies tell us that only about 20% of people who set a resolution are still attempting to achieve it 6 weeks later. That's 2 out of 10 that quit by Valentine's Day. Not an encouraging stat. Now, I don't know where you stand with New Year's resolutions. Maybe you're like me and it's love, hate. Maybe you're all the way on the love side, or maybe you're all the way on the hate side. I don't know, but here's what I do know. It's not a difficult leap for me to say that there's probably a big group of us represented here that have gotten to the point with New Year's resolutions where we say to ourselves, you know what? It's just no use. You know what? I've had the same resolution the last 10 years and it hasn't worked out so well. For me, I'll just always have this problem. My waist will never look like that. My bank account will never look like that. And we've said something like this to ourselves. I want to change, but I just can't change. There's a lot of factors involved in this. And there's a lot of reasons why we feel this way and why in some areas we just can't seem to change. And I hope you lean into this. But in my opinion, one of the big reasons why is that each year we focus on the wrong resolution. That each year we focus on the wrong thing. Like, yes, we should set goals, and yes, we should eat healthy, and yes, we should work out and spend less, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is important, but friend, it's not the end all be all. It's not. Like, there's a lot of people with washboard abs, friend, who are miserable. They are. Their stomachs look good, but their hearts are still hurting, like the rest of us. There's a lot of people with huge bank accounts who are miserable. Now, I know you'd love to try that kind of misery out. I know you would. But it truly does leave people empty. And so here's what I'm getting at, and here's the whole point of this series, Changing for Good. Hear this loud and clear. If you want 2020 to be the best year of your life, it must be your best year spiritually. If you write down one thing today, I hope you'll write that down. That's the crux. That's the big idea. I don't have points today. It's all about this. If you want this to be your best year, yeah, it must be your best year spiritually. This is how you and I change for good. And here's what you'll come to realize, friend. Once your relationship with Jesus is on track and thriving, everything else begins to fall into place. Again, this is the launch pad kind of message for this series, part number one, and this is where we should all start. Because the gym goal and the relationship goal and the money goal, they're great. But honestly, here in 2020, you'd be a lot more fulfilled and satisfied if you had a Jesus goal. I'm not saying you quit the other ones already. I'm saying you put one to the top of the list, and that's Jesus. Because when your spiritual life gets better, hear me, friend, everything gets better. And as we look at these two verses in Colossians, there's actually a lot going on beneath the surface. The Apostle Paul, who is writing to a young church, he uses some powerful imagery as he encourages them, and I think it's going to encourage you as well. He talks about four things. I'm going to give them to you quickly. He talks about how we should be rooted like a tree. He talks about how we should be solidly built up like a house. He uses imagery that maybe you didn't see at the very beginning, but if you research the original text, you'll see it. He talks about us being strong and settled, and he's referring to a legal document. He talks about that we should be overflowing like a jug full of wine. And these words, these word pictures, they're a snapshot of what God wanted for them back then. But hear me, also what God wants for you now in 2020. God has called you to live a life that is stable, secure, above reproach, and overflowing with gratitude. And here's the real amazing part about all of this. God doesn't just want this for us. We want this for us. I could talk to every one of you individually, and not one of you would say, that's not for me. No, we all want stability. We all want security. We all want to live a life above reproach. We all want to be grateful and thankful for what we have. But here comes the problem, is when we go looking for all of these things in the wrong places instead of finding them in Jesus, the person. Have the relationship goal all you want for that earthly relationship. Well, I want to get married in 2020, or I want to stay married in 2020. Like, have the financial goal all you want, that I want to add zeros to the end of my bank account and not the beginning. Like, that's great. But Jesus should be number one. We should seek him with all of our heart. And one of the beautiful things about a new year is not the resolution. The beauty of it is that we all have a new start. Remember, it's not just a new year, it's a new decade. It's pregnant with potential. We all have a clean slate. New year, new you. And so I just want to prophesy over you for a minute. And you can grab it if you want it. You can chunk it if you don't. But here's what I want to speak over you today. 2020 is going to be your year. 2020 is going to be our year. Well, how could you say that, Pastor? Here's how. Because this is going to be the year that we tie our root system around Jesus. This is going to be the year. You've been walking with Jesus for 40 plus years. This is still going to be your year that you go after him like never before. 2020 will be your year. And if you believe it, can you shout amen with me today in God's house? But here's the key, here's the caveat. It will only happen if you make Jesus your target. If you make Jesus your goal. You know, one of the gifts that our six-year-old son got for Christmas, and he got a lot of them, and like two of them were from mom and dad. So grandparents were involved. Literally, I think he had, I don't even want to say because it's kind of embarrassing, but like he loved it, trust me. So one of the gifts that he got from my brother, his uncle, is he got Nerf guns. Now for any child, doesn't that just be boys, like any child, like Nerf guns is a big deal. So we had Nerf wars in the backyard, and one of the gifts that he got, it came with those targets. And now this wasn't paper targets like you'd have at a gun range. This was a plastic or cardboard target, and you could shoot the darts on there, and you'd hope they stick, but they wouldn't stick, that kind of deal. And I got to tell you, when it comes to Nerf guns, y'all, like, I'm a sharp shooter. In fact, when I go to an actual gun range, I'm not a bad shot, but I'm not a great shot. And when you go to the actual gun range, not the Nerf range in our backyard, okay, the actual gun range, you have to buy, usually for like 50 cents, these paper targets. And they've got red and white circles, and they've got that red bullseye dot in the middle. And there's a lot of people in this world that we're okay shots, but again, we're not the best of the best. If you want to find the best of the best when it comes to real rifle shooting, handgun shooting, look nowhere further than the Olympics. In fact, maybe you're like me and you're like an Olympics junkie and you're excited because 2020 Tokyo is coming up this summer. But one of the fascinating things to me is they have this rifle competition in the Olympics. every single time the Summer Olympics rolls around, and these men and women, they are sharpshooters. Not with a Nerf gun, but with a real gun. And they can hit the target every single time. And I was looking into this and I was doing some research, and I know 2020's in front of us, and this was a few Olympics back, but I did some research back in the 2004 Summer Olympics. And it was amazing because at the time there was this man, you can Google him later if you like, his name is Matthew Emmons. And Matthew Emmons, in the rifle competition, he was in his prime. Like, incredible. He was an expert marksman. Amazingly talented. In fact, heading into the 2004 Summer Olympics, everyone else in the world, it was a known fact, they were all competing for silver. That's how good he was. Not only was he going to win, he was going to win by a mile. Now, here's what you need to know about rifle competition in the Olympics. It's interesting. It's not about pointing a gun and squeezing a trigger. Like I said at the very beginning, like some of us, we're not too bad at that. But actually, here's where it gets amazing with these athletes. Here's what they have to do. When they shoot and they're trying to hit these small targets over and over again, they have to make sure not to jerk the trigger. That's what you call it. Now, it doesn't take much, again, to point and shoot, but they have to not jerk the trigger. And so here's what they have the amazing ability to do. They can actually learn to slow their heart rate in the middle of extreme competition, the world watching, slow their heart rate and shoot in between heartbeats. I can't do that, and you probably can't either. And so as they do that, if they do it successfully, and Matthew always did, they would absolutely, almost 100% of the time, hit their target because the barrel of their gun will not even move a millimeter when they shoot in between heartbeats. So Matthew's there, and it's just him and the rest of the field, and he's going to win gold. And during this rifle competition, again, he's way in front, not surprising anybody, including Matthew. And he gets to the very, very end. Again, you can Google this later if you like. But he gets to the very end of this competition, gold medal on the line. And all he has to do with the last target is hit it anywhere, like somewhere. Just hit the paper, and he's getting the gold. He's so far in front. And so Matthew does what he always does, and he slows his heart rate down. He pulls that trigger in between heartbeats. He doesn't just hit the target somewhere. He hits an absolute perfect bullseye right down the middle. The problem was that Matthew, he got a bullseye, but he hit someone else's target. And literally, he went from first place to fifth place and did not even medal. And this may make you chuckle a little bit, but we've got a picture of his face when he realized this. Can you put it on the screen if you're here in the room? That was Matthew. And friend, I would have been that way too. Realizing that, yes, he hit the bullseye, but in somebody else's target. And the truth is, many of us, we go through life and we get to the end of our competition, our race, as the Bible describes it, and we realize that, you know what? We hit the target, but we hit the wrong target. I know a lot of men and women, they strive their whole life to make more money, and they hit the target. Especially in a city like Houston, we have a lot of people that are wealthy. Y'all know we got oil here, right? I found that out pretty quick. They hit the target, but it was the wrong target. I know a lot of men and women, they're in phenomenal shape. I mean, Iron Man, 5K, all the Ks. I don't even know how far it goes, y'all. I mean, they're just doing it. I run 1 mile like twice or three times a week, and I am dying at the end. I mean, they don't got six packs. They got like nine packs, y'all. I mean, just boom, chiseled. They hit the target, but it was the wrong target. You see, when they look at themselves in the mirror, they don't like who's looking back because they think, if I could just have a better body, I'll have a better life. I'll feel more fulfilled. So a lot of people are like, man, if I just get that relationship right, They get that relationship right and they still want more. The tragedy of the Christian life is there's so many men and women, they love Jesus, but he's a supplement to their life. And they spend their entire life going after the wrong targets, the wrong thing, looking for fulfillment, but being left empty. I hope you hear me loud and clear. If you want to change for good, if you want this to be your best year, you need to go after the right target, and that's Jesus. Not so that he'll make your life better. Like, I don't know anybody that prayed for a six-pack and they got a six-pack. Like, it would be awesome if it was that easy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about finding joy and fulfillment from Jesus, the person. I'm talking about a relationship with him. That even when other things fail you, even when other things, it seems so great at first, but once you finally have them, they're not as great as you thought at one time. That even when life falls apart, you have your roots tied deep around Jesus, who is steady and secure. So here's where the message gets really practical, and here's my challenge for you. As we all start a new year and a new decade, it's real simple. But I'm challenging you in 2020 to go all in with Jesus. Not so he'll make your life better, but because you want him more than life. I'm challenging you boldly. I'm stepping out today saying, go all in with Jesus. Give him 1 year of your life. And that's a big ask. Because I know you got bills and kids and grandkids and relationships and maybe you're looking for a job and man, it's been a long, I know you got other stuff on your plate. But I'm challenging you to go all in with Jesus, but I'm gonna take it further today. I'm challenging you as you go all in with Jesus to allow this church to help you. Like, we're here to help you. You were never meant to live this Christian life on your own, popping in and out of community. I'll take it a step further. I'm challenging you, like I'm in your face a little bit today. I realize that, but that's how serious this is. I'm challenging you to let me coach you this year, to coach you from the playbook. And you know, the playbook is not from me, it's from God. It's called the Word of God. That's what we're doing today. That's what we do every single time we gather. I'm challenging you today to buy into the programming here. Like, you've been kicking the tires long enough. It's time to settle. It's time to get planted in God's house. And so when we talk about 21 days of prayer and fasting, even if you've never fasted before, I'm asking you to buy in. I'm asking you to jump in, to join in, participate, show up. As Dante said moments ago, we're giving you more resources than ever before. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. all three Mondays, these next three Mondays, I'm gonna be here. We're gonna have many people in this room. Come with us. The coffee will be hot and the prayer will be hot, okay? Show on up. But if you can't be here in person, if you're like my wife and you've got young kids or you got other responsibilities, log in online on our website. We're gonna live stream it. That's gonna happen. Be a part. Those prayer packets we talked about, 21-day devotionals. I'm not giving them to you right now because they're 31 pages color, okay? They'll be available in person tomorrow morning, a little incentive if you want them, or you can find them free online on our event page for praying and fasting. But jump in, join in. When we talk about connect groups, like plug in to a connect group. Well, I don't like any of them. Start a connect group. Like, you got time. Buy into what God's doing here. He's doing a great work. One of the new things that we're offering up this month, and I'm asking for a year, but I'm highlighting 1 month because I know how short-sighted all of us can be. At the end of this month, Sunday, January the 26th, we're gonna have our first ever encounter service. It's gonna be Holy Ghost filled and anointed. God's gonna move in power, and here's the great thing about it. Not only are we gonna provide childcare for that night so all the teenagers and adults can be in here, not distracted by anything, but also, that's gonna be the very end of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. There's gonna be miracles that happen. If you've never seen a miracle with your eyes, you show up expectant on Sunday night, January the 26th. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying go all in. Participate. Join in. Show up every single week. I know it's a big ask, but I'm asking for a year of your life to go all in with Jesus. Your situation may not change, but you will change in the middle of your situation, and that's a change that will last. Not talking about getting more money, not talking about a healthier body. All those things are fine and good. But if you want this to be your best year, it must be your best year spiritually. I don't care if you've been walking with Jesus for 50 plus years. God's not done. As long as there's breath in your lungs, He has more for you. He wants you to grow closer to Him. If you're brand new to the faith, or you're going to give your life to Jesus in a couple of minutes from now, this is your beginning. This is where you start. Go all in. You will never regret giving your life, your full life, to Jesus. That offer's on the table. We're going to help you, but it's up to you. God's my witness. I'm not coming to your house and making you be here tomorrow morning. I'm not going to make you do the devotional. I'm not going to make you come to encounter service or show up each week. It's up to you. It's up to you. I want you to bow your heads with me. Close your eyes. Jesus, we want to change for good. We want stability. We want security. We want a life of thankfulness. We want to live lives that are above reproach. God, you've put that inside every single one of us. But unfortunately, we've been looking for all of that in the wrong places. Instead, we can find it in the person of Jesus. God, I pray even now, Holy Spirit, you would draw us to yourself. And even though we may have many resolutions, or maybe we haven't made one, I pray, God, that each of us right now, with your help, that we would make a Jesus goal in 2020, a new year, a new decade, pregnant with possibility. Every single one of us have a fresh start. For some of us, it's not just turning a page, it's turning to a new chapter. And even though 2019 was maybe the worst year of your life, this can be the best year of your life. A year that's not dependent on finances, a year that's not dependent on an earthly relationship, a year that depends on Jesus. Because friend, you will have mountaintop moments in 2020. And the truth is, you will have valley moments in 2020. But through it all, if you put Jesus first, not only will you be okay, but you will thrive. As the psalmist says, you will soar on wings like eagles. You will rise above the good and the bad and everything in between because of Jesus. He wants to be your best friend. Eyes closed, heads bowed all across this room. If you're watching, listening online, and you're able to close your eyes, please do as well. If you're here today underneath the sound of my voice and you're far from Jesus, this is where you start. Jesus is the one that changes us from the inside out. Not a pastor, not a church. We're just here to help. The change agent is Jesus. He's the secret sauce. He's the one that you need. And if you're far from him today, he is calling your name. I may not know your situation, but Jesus sure does. I may not know how bad things have been, but Jesus sure does. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. As we talked about earlier during communion, he has given his life for you. Today, all you have to do is surrender your life to him, to let go and let God. So eyes closed all across the house. If you're here today and you're far from God, but you want to get your life right back where it needs to be, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. I want to lead you in a prayer, but before I do, I want to know who I'm praying for. So if that's you, you're far from God, but you want to give your life to Him, would you raise your hand? Hands up, awesome. Keep it up for a moment, hands all over. It's amazing. God, you're so good. Respond online as well. Keep it up for a moment. God sees you. God knows you. It's incredible. It's the best decision you could ever make. Keep your eyes closed. Put your hand down. I'm going to say a prayer out loud. It's a prayer of surrender to Jesus, a prayer of faith, putting your faith in Him and Him alone. It's a prayer where you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. It's not by works, it's by grace. And if you'll repeat this out loud and mean it with all your heart, Jesus hears you and He will save you. And the amazing thing is not only does God hear you, and not only will God save you, but you're going to lift your voice with a whole bunch of people around you. It won't just be 10 voices lifted up, but it will be a whole host of people supporting you, surrounding you, letting you know you're not alone in this new journey. So the many hands that were lifted, and also all the Jesus followers as support, say this after me out loud. Dear Jesus, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross, that you rose from the grave. Jesus, please forgive me of every sin. Jesus, I make you my personal Lord and Savior. Jesus, I surrender all. Holy Spirit, help me to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Come on, give God your best praise today. God, you are good.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you made a decision for Jesus Christ, or if your life has been impacted in any way, please send us an email at info@christcove.net. We would love to hear your story. And for those that committed your life to Christ, we want to help you on your new journey by sending our free Start Bible Kit in the mail. If you'd like to partner with us financially, simply click on the Give tab at christcove.net. There it will take you to a safe and secure page where you can set up a one-time or recurring gift to help us accomplish our vision, heaven full and hell empty. And as always, you can find out more about Christ's Covenant on our website or on Facebook or Instagram at Christ Cove Houston.